This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Oh man, is he going to be mad his wife wasn't nominated for this.
That was Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars taking a swipe at Melania Trump. We're going to talk a little bit about Melania Trump today and remind you of some things, tell you some things about the Melania movie, okay? Because not enough people are talking about this, and I get it. You know, there's a laundry list, that's a light way to put it, a laundry list of things affecting the American people right now, and Donald Trump, you know, waging a war in Iran with no justification, and Donald Trump all over the Epstein files, which, oddly enough, the Melania movie kind of relates to, Donald Trump, you know, destroying our economy, all sorts of things. But let's talk a little bit about the First Lady, Melania Trump. Before we hop into all of it, really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. It would mean a lot if you go right down below and check out my YouTube channel. I am like 2,000 subscribers away from 200,000, which is unreal. Like, I can't even believe I'm saying that. And so much of that is because of you guys. So I really appreciate the support lately. It'd mean a lot if maybe you check out my most recent video. You guys are the best. Truly, I appreciate each and every one of you. And we're almost at 2 million subscribers. God, you guys are crazy. 200,000, 2 million. We're almost at 2 million subscribers here on the Adam Mockler channel. So make sure you hit subscribe, click like on this video, all the good stuff. I appreciate you guys. Adam appreciates you guys. You guys are the best. All right, so let's start here talking about the Melania movie, shall we? Take a listen.
Huge embarrassment for Melania Trump. You know how that documentary about her is coming out? Well, it turns out the director, Brett Ratner, just showed up in the DOJ's newly released Jeffrey Epstein files. Ratner is pictured with a shirtless Jean-Luc Brunel, Epstein's close associate, later charged with sex trafficking, and someone who offed themselves just a couple years after Jeffrey Epstein while awaiting trial. This is the guy that the Trumps chose to tell Melania's story. You are the company you keep. This is who they are.
I find this, first of all, really insane, okay, that the director of the Melania movie is in the Epstein files and, like, very much in the Epstein files, hung out with Jeffrey Epstein a lot. I also think it's pretty indicative, as you see pictures here of Brett Ratner, it's pretty indicative of the things we're learning about Jeffrey Epstein and how deep these connections go. I mean, he truly touches so many different parts of a powerful life, if you understand. Like, that's, I guess, the best way to phrase that. Touches so many different industries, had so many different connections. And oftentimes, independent media or any type of mainstream media is the one, we are the ones trying to kind of figure out these connections because the Trump administration is hiding the Epstein files, and Donald Trump is covering up the Epstein files as of right now. You know, the DOJ actively breaking the law. Unfortunately, the DOJ is also the ones who enforce the law, so I don't think it's very likely that Pam Bondi will arrest herself. But, you know, we don't have a full release. We don't even have 50%. There's another half, excuse me, of the Epstein files we don't have. They haven't explained any of their redactions. You know the story. Lately, Melania Trump has, you know, actually been speaking at a few events, which has been fascinating, to say the least. Take a listen to this.
The union of patriotism and family devotion among our soldiers for 250 years. The harmony of love of country and love of family is what make us uniquely American.
Okay, so I'm like, you know, there's another clip I'm going to show you. Several of these Melania Trump speeches, I'm like, this was made by ChatGPT. The love of country and the love of family is what makes America unique. There's a lot of things that make the United States unique. That's not one of them. In fact, every country, I feel like people have a love of country and family. It's like, what is this? What is this speech? What are we talking about here? The other thing is Melania Trump recently had a speech at the UN Security Council. I talked about this on another video, but I find this bizarre. And you can let me know what you think in the comments down below. Why is Melania Trump presiding over the UN Security Council? It's never been done before by a first lady. I guess I want to say, what qualifications does the First Lady have to preside over the UN Security Council? Then again, what qualifications does Donald J. Trump have to do that? So maybe it just doesn't really matter. Trump didn't want to wake up. You know, it's 3:03 p.m. Eastern here as this, you know, in this clip that I'm about to show you. So maybe Trump was just, you know, booting up, having a couple Diet Cokes, watching Fox and Friends. Like the you know, Fox and Friends is on much earlier probably than he's getting up. So, you know, he's like watching the replay or whatever. So they were like, you know what, Melania Trump, go figure it out. Let's take a look.
All 39 of the Council's provisional rules of procedure, I invite Ms. Rosemary DiCarlo, Undersecretary General of Political and Peacebuilding Affairs, to participate in this meeting. It is so decided. The Security Council will now begin its consideration of item 2 of the agenda. I now give the floor to Ms. Rosemary DiCarlo.
I'm curious if this was even like done correctly. I feel like there's some awkward looks here. Melania Trump's like looking, and there's kind of just this moment of, yeah, you can keep reading. Why? I mean, oh my God, we're such a joke now. We're such a joke. The United States is. Our allies hate us. There's no question about it. I noticed this the other day, too. She was speaking. Donald Trump was next to her. Like, they clearly don't get along very well. I think that's been known for a while. Probably hard to get along with the guy all over the Epstein files who, you know, like, has had multiple different marriages and is definitely, you know, he's been found liable for sexually abusing a woman, liable for defaming that woman, liable for defaming that woman again. Donald Trump's not a very good guy. I'm really breaking some shocking news here. But listen very closely to how Melania Trump talks about Donald Trump here. Take a listen.
And now it is my privilege to introduce our Commander-in-Chief, who throughout his career has demonstrated a strong commitment to promoting women in leadership roles. Please welcome the President, Donald J. Trump.
Our Commander-in-Chief. Okay, not our Commander-in-Chief and my wonderful partner. You know, I've been recently, I was born in 2002, so I was pretty young when Barack Obama was inaugurated, but I spend some time watching old Barack Obama clips because it makes me happy. That guy was such a true leader. And, you know, him and the former First Lady Michelle Obama quite close. And if you listen to, you know, conversations and speeches and videos, like the Commander-in-Chief and my loving partner, Barack Obama's 2008 acceptance speech. I wouldn't be here today without the loving support of my best friend for the past 16 years, the next First Lady of the United States. Like, that's not how Donald J. Trump or Melania Trump speak here. And look at this, Donald Trump, he just looks ecstatic to be near the First Lady here. Now, one more clip from this speech. Take a listen.
Across the country today, women are finding unique ways to balance career ambition and family. We all know these incredible women. They dominate America's workforce now more than ever before. As a visionary, I know success is not born overnight, but rather takes shape after a long and sometimes challenging process.
So I mentioned the ChatGPT speech here. Wow. I mean, as a visionary, as a very humble individual myself, like what do we, oh, that is crazy. That is a crazy, as a visionary, as a brilliant individual myself, I know what it takes to reach success. My goodness. Melania movie admits defeat after humiliating box office bomb. Those are, again, a couple of the clips we've seen from Melania Trump lately, Brett Ratner being there. But let's kind of wrap this up with where the Melania Trump movie is at. Melania, an Amazon MGM production, obviously, as we see this, the largest expansion of executive authority we've seen in any of our lifetimes, like essentially this just, Jeff Bezos essentially just handing a paycheck to Melania Trump, the Trump organization, doing this for free, you know, so he can get handed favors by the Trump administration, so he can use the, you know, the levers of government as he wishes. So it was an MGM production, and in its opening weekend, Melania exceeded box office expectations, earning roughly $7 million after its January 30th release, making it one of the highest openings for a non-musical documentary in a decade. But given its massive budget, it needed much more to make it a financial success. Definitely lost a lot of money on this, as we've talked about previously. After that opening weekend in the U.S., Melania plummeted quickly. In its third weekend, the doc saw a 62% drop in attendance. I don't know anyone who's actually seen this movie. I've seen pictures all over the United States and the world of empty movie theaters, so I don't know. You let me know if you know anyone. Don't say in the comments that you've seen it, though. I'm gonna question that. By its fourth week, the documentary had disappeared from the box office entirely. Fourth week! Not appearing in IMDb's top 38 films, the film was one of the most expensive of its kind, reportedly costing $75 million. So again, an opening weekend of $7 million. Not doing great things here. But the reason I bring this up is because, again, the title of this being Melania movie, admits defeat after humiliating box office. Like, it's over, it's done with, they've lost the money. But also some interesting stuff here from someone you probably know very well, Michael Wolff, around this subject. Take a listen.
I have some background here because I've spoken to a couple of people yesterday in the circle, in the Trump circle. And a couple of points were made, which is that she does not give him control over this. I mean, this is in this situation, he's kind of long suffering. For instance, when she wrote the book, he didn't see this before it was too long before it was published. I mean, it was already a fait accompli by the time he saw it and by the time anyone in the White House saw it.
I don't think she saw the book before it was published.
Exactly, quite possibly. I asked, what's his mood about this? And this person said, it's okay. He's vaguely irritated. They said. I said, oh, what does that mean? And this person said, well, you know, it's everybody in the family is at some point has to get their due. They all believe that they're owed, and they all believe he has to deliver. And that's part of what keeps the peace here. And now this is very clearly, and everybody understands this, Melania's turn. She gets the money, she gets the attention, and that's part of the overall deal. He is always then, this person explained, and I've heard this before, left with the feeling that everybody is mooching off of him. Mm-hmm. He believes that his family is a family of moochers. And that's the transaction which he's forced to accept. But, you know, in the end, he certainly doesn't really like it.
So basically what you're hearing is that Donald Trump understands that Melania, his wife, is mooching off him with this movie.
Yes. And, right. And as everyone in the family, so it's not really to single out her, literally everybody in the family is profiting off of him.
Yeah, and that makes complete sense and gives kind of a very interesting inside look to the Trump family. Let me know what you think of that and this whole video in general in the comments down below. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Ockler channel. So make sure you check out my YouTube channel down below and hit subscribe and like, and I will be back here tomorrow. I hope you have a great start to your week. I'll see you in the next one.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.